Situation 8. At Mrs. Kim's house. All three of them get in Mrs. Kim's car and drive to her house.
Auntie, your house is very close to the airport.
Yes, it only took 20 minutes to drive from the airport to your house.
Yes, it is very convenient to live close to the airport. Let's go inside and get something to eat.
That sounds great. I'm really hungry.
All three of them go into Mrs. Kim's house.
What would you like to eat?
I would like some kimchi jjigae and rice.
No, Dad. We are in America. We should eat American food.
She is right. You can eat rice and kimchi every day in Korea. How about eating some pizza?
But we can eat pizza every day in Korea, too.
I know, but American pizza is different from Korean pizza. Why don't you try it?
Yeah, Dad. I want to try American pizza.
All right, you win. We'll try American pizza.
Thanks, Dad.
Jimmy will be coming home soon, so we should order 2 large pizzas. Jimmy eats a lot.
Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy is the American name of your cousin, Jinseok.
Jinseok is a good name. Why does he need an American name?
He doesn't need one, but he wanted one.
Dad, I want an American name too.
No, your name is Sumi. I gave you that name, and you will use it.
What about Sue? Sue is a good American name, and it sounds the same as the first half of Sumi.
Yeah, Dad. What about Sue?
Sue is okay, but when we go back to Korea, you are Sumi again.
Okay.
Situation 9. Walking in Los Angeles. Mr. Bok and Sumi decide to go for a walk near Mrs. Kim's house.
Are you tired?
No, I feel fine. What about you, Sue?
No, I'm not tired. Why do you ask?
Well, in front of our house there are many nice stores. I thought you might want to take a walk and see some of them.
Okay, that sounds fun. Do you want to go too, Sue?
Of course I want to go. I love shopping.
Well, I can't promise you whether you can buy anything or not, so it won't really be shopping.
That's all right. I like window shopping, too.
Okay, let's go. We'll come back in about 30 minutes.
30 minutes? All right. See you then.
Mr. Bok and Sumi go out of the house and go down the street to where there are many stores.
Hey, there is a store that sells food and drinks.
Can we go in? I am thirsty.
Yes, I'm thirsty too.
Mr. Bok and Sumi go into the store, but they cannot find the milk. Mr. Bok asks the man working at the store where it is.
Excuse me, but where is the milku?
I am sorry. What are you looking for?
Milku. I want to know where the milku is.
I am very sorry, but I can't understand.
We are looking for some milk.
Oh, milk. Thank you. It is in the back of the store, next to the cheese and eggs.
Wow, Sue, your pronunciation is very good. That is the difference between the old and the new generation.
Situation 10. Seeing Los Angeles. Jimmy comes home and he, Mr. Bok, Sumi, and Mrs. Kim all finish eating the pizza. Then they decide to see Los Angeles.
If you want to see L.A., just ask me.
Of course we want to see Los Angeles, but how can you help us?
Uncle, I'm 18. I can drive a car.
Really? Are you a good driver?
Jimmy is a very good and very safe driver.
Yeah, Dad. Let's go with Jimmy, Opa, and see L.A.
Sue, you don't have to call me Opa in America. You can just call me Jimmy. Let's go.
They get in the car and begin to drive.
Where are we going first?
First, we will go to the ocean. The ocean and the beaches here are very famous.
That will be very nice. I love the ocean.
Where will we go after that?
After that, we can go to Hollywood.
Cool, Hollywood. Will we see some movie stars?
No, but we will see some movie studios.
What are movie studios?
Dad, movie studios are where movies are made.
How did you know that?
Yeah, Sue, how did you know that?
I saw it on the internet. Before coming to L.A., I looked on the internet for information.
Do you have the internet in Korea, too?
Of course we do. The internet and computers are very popular in Korea.
Yes, even I learned how to use email last year.
Really? How did you learn?
Sue taught me.
And how did Sue learn?
All young people in Korea know about computers. We learn about them in school.
That is enough about computers. Let's go to the beach.
Situation 11. Meeting Jimmy's friend. Sumi's cousin Jimmy takes her to meet his friend Tommy.
Sue, this is my friend Tommy. He is my best friend.
Hello, Tommy. It is very nice to meet you.
Hi. Good to meet you, too.
Sue just came here from Korea. She is going to stay for 1 week.
From Korea? Cool. Where is Korea? Is it in China?
No, Korea is not in China. Korea is between China and Japan.
Oh, sorry. But you speak Chinese, right?
No, of course not. I speak Korean.
Really? I didn't know that. In America, we don't have many chances to learn about Korea. Can you tell me some more things about your country?
Of course. Ask anything you want, and I will try to answer as well as I can.
Well, what do you eat in Korea?
We eat a lot of rice and kimchi.
Kimchi? Isn't that really hot and spicy?
Yes, sometimes. But there are many kinds of kimchi.
Really? I didn't know that. But if you eat only rice and kimchi, don't you get bored?
That is not all we eat. There are hundreds of kinds of Korean food. We eat all kinds of meat, fish, and vegetables. And these days, young people also eat pizza, hamburgers, and spaghetti. Seoul is becoming a very international city.
Wow, I didn't know that. Is Seoul a big city?
It's very big. About 14 million people live there.
14 million? That's bigger than L.A.
Yes, you should come with Jimmy to visit Korea.
Yeah, let's go to Seoul next summer.
I would like that very much.
Situation 12. Going to San Francisco. The next day, Mr. Park and Sumi take an airplane to San Francisco.
Dad, I am really tired. I don't want to fly again.
Sue, don't worry. This flight is only 1 hour, not 10.
Oh, that's different. 1 hour is easy.
1 hour later, they arrive in San Francisco. They leave the airport and catch a taxi.
Where to?
Excuse me?
Where do you want to go?
Oh, we are going to the Marriott Hotel.
Okay, the Marriott Hotel. Are you here for business?
No, my daughter and I are here for sightseeing.
Well, San Francisco is a wonderful city. What are you going to see?
I don't know. Are you from San Francisco?
Yes, I was born and raised here.
Well, what do you think we should see?
How long will you be here?
We will only be here for 1 day.
Oh, that's not much time. If you only have 1 day, you should see the Golden Gate Bridge and Golden Gate Park.
Yeah, I learned about the Golden Gate Bridge in school. I really want to see it.
Okay, where else should we visit?
You should also visit Chinatown. It is very old and has many good places to eat.
I love Chinese food. My favorite is Cheongseok.
What is that? I've never heard of it before.
Oh, that is the Korean name for sweet and sour pork.
Sweet and sour pork? That's my favorite, too.
Okay, why don't we go to Chinatown first? We can eat lunch there, and then go to see the Golden Gate Bridge.
I know a very good restaurant. Do you want me to take you there?
Yes, please.
Situation 13. Visiting the Grand Canyon. Mr. Park and Sumi finish their trip to San Francisco. The next day, they fly to the Grand Canyon.
Today, we are flying to the Grand Canyon.
Will it only take 1 hour?
No, it will take about 2 hours.
That's still a lot better than 10 hours.
Yes, it is. And if we drove there in a car, it would take almost 13 hours.
13 hours? I could never do that. I'm glad we are flying there.
Mr. Park and Sumi arrive at the airport and then take a bus to the Grand Canyon.
There it is, the Grand Canyon. What do you think?
It's so big, I can't believe it.
Yes, we saw pictures of it, but it is too big for a picture.
Who made it?
Not who, but what. What made the Grand Canyon was a river. Can you see that water at the bottom of the canyon?
Yes, I see it.
Well, that's the Colorado River. That river flowed for many tens of thousands of years until it made this canyon.
Wow, but water looks so weak.
I know, but water is very strong.
This is a great vacation, Dad. I'm learning a lot of English and also about nature and history.
Yes, that is why traveling can be an important part of studying.
Situation 14. Going back to Seoul. Mr. Park and Sumi finished their trip to the Grand Canyon and are now back in Los Angeles.
Did you enjoy your trip to San Francisco?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
And what about the Grand Canyon?
Oh, I loved that too.
Which one did you like more?
I liked them both. They are very different, but both very interesting.
That is a very good answer. You are very smart.
Of course she is. She's my daughter.
That is very funny. Are you ready to go to the airport?
I am. Sue, are you also ready?
Yes, Dad. I was ready before you were.
Okay. Then let's go to the airport.
They all get in Mrs. Kim's car and drive to the airport.
Thank you so much for all your help.
Yes, thank you very much.
You don't have to thank me. We are family. It was my pleasure.
Goodbye. See you next year.
Bye.
Goodbye. And maybe we can see each other sooner than next year. I may be visiting Seoul next month.
That's great news. If you come to Seoul, you must stay at our house.
Yes, Auntie. You must stay with us.
Of course I will stay with you. We are family.
Situation 15. Back in Seoul. Mr. Park and Sumi fly back to Seoul. Mrs. Park and Taehyun meet them at the airport. And they all go home together.
So, how was your trip?
It was wonderful, but I missed you a lot.
What about you, Sumi? How was your trip?
I had a great time.
What did you do? Where did you go?
We went to L.A., San Francisco, and the Grand Canyon, and we saw the ocean and the Golden Gate Bridge.
When I go next year, I will go to New York and Boston.
That's a good idea. New York and Boston are close to each other, just like Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Mr. Park takes out a box from Burberry's
and gives it to his wife.
Oh, I almost forgot. Here is your present.
Thank you, dear. I thought you forgot.
How could I forget my wife?
I have a good idea. Why don't we all go to America next year?
That is a good idea. Okay, next year we will all go to America together.
That means we should practice our English every day until next year.
Okay, let's only speak English from now on.
This is the end of Tape B.